victory of World War II. Harry wrote me in answer to a questionnaire I had sent to every surviving member of his mission almost 60 years after it had taken place. I'd become convinced that their astounding story was one of the greatest moments in American history, a story that, until earlier that year, I'd never heard. In World War II, my father served with the Army Air Forces in New Guinea, while my mother was an air traffic controller in Atlanta. Later, one of my uncles would become a career Air Force navigator. They filled my childhood with stories of daring raids, secret missions, and the astonishing bravery of what I learned much later in life were men barely out of their teens. Then Vietnam happened, and we no longer talk so much about my uncle's job or my parents' service years. It wasn't until I came across the story of Harry and his fellow airmen in an old issue of American History magazine that those tales from my childhood suddenly took on historical significance. That mission was the birth of the U.S. Air Force, a key part of my family's past, and I didn't know a thing about it. Embarrassed and ashamed about my ignorance, I started asking around. It turned out that almost anyone who had been alive during World War II was as vividly aware of the story as Americans of my generation recall precisely where they were when John Kennedy was assassinated.